Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my mini-sode co-host, D-Say.
What's up?
What's up, D-Say? And our first guest picker of the season, of the year, welcome, Rye Guy.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Ryan? Happy to have you on. Super excited that you're willing to jump into the fire pit and say, hey, I'll be the first guest picker. I got you. So
yeah, well, you know, I also think that this week is probably the biggest turd sandwich of college football games for the weekend. So I'm glad I get to join on this one, but here we go. We're going to make it work.
Yeah. Hey, good call. I think Dakota said it earlier in the group text saying he hated all these lines, but yeah, hey, yeah. You took the bullet. We appreciate you. So real quick, last week, D-Say had a really good week. He went 2-1. I'm pretty sure that puts him at 5-1 on the season. Or what are you at, D-Say?
5-2.
5-2, super solid start. I went 4-3, which put me at 13-9. So I'm right on the cusp of the 60% mark. And Ryan, he's 0-0. We're basically giving all our guest pickers 5 picks. And to be honest, Ryan and our next guest, Mikey, they are probably the most experienced more or less knowledgeable as far as all this goes. So they might have a slight advantage. So I think Ryan has a teaser tonight. I don't think a lot of our guest pickers even know what that is. So we'll just go from here. And real quick, before we start our picks, Ryan, I know it's early, but do you have a Heisman favorite or a guy you're looking at right now?
I'll be honest, I didn't really know who was out there as Heisman favorites. So I kind of looked at Alabama's roster and figured it's a pretty safe bet to go with somebody from Alabama because I don't see them losing. And their quarterback would be a good guy to pick with Bryce Young. I know he's up there. Kind of a long shot would be our guy from Ohio State that just kind of showed up this past week. I mean, if he continued to put those numbers up, he might get invited. I don't know if he'll actually win it, but in years to come, I think he'd be a guy to look at. And that's Travion Henderson.
Okay. Putting up very big nice numbers.
Yeah, the running back position.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say CJ, but yeah, he's not going to play next week.
Yeah, he's so, not playing this week.
You hate him.
I don't hate him. He's got to come along a little bit, but those two guys are going to play this week. They have a chance to show something.
Yeah, and another one, I got a chance.
With that being said, that quarterback from Georgia, too, I think if they're able to run the table like Alabama, I think that would be kind of on that JT Daniels shoulders. And it would almost be whoever won that SEC title game, I think, would end up winning the Heisman as well. But obviously, there's a lot of football to be played.
I love that. Yeah, for sure. JT, Bryce Young, possibly doling it out here towards the end of the season. And Spencer Rattler, I'm super high on. I know he's had a rough start, but you'll hear me talk about him later on. D-Say's not a huge fan of him, but
not at all.
Just wait. But he was very high
coming out of high school, and he really hasn't lived up to it quite yet. So
he was on Netflix.
We'll see what he's able to do. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. I mean, if I was on Netflix back in the day, man, I don't deserve to be on there. Anyway, we don't need to talk about that. So we're going to jump straight into our picks. We're going to go ahead and D-Say, as always, go ahead and go first. This is obviously college football slate. We're going all for FCS. So D-Say, what do you got?
Yeah, your Heisman thing, the number one guy right now is Bryce Young, Alabama's quarterback. Number two is actually Ole Miss quarterback, Matt Corral. And then number three is Stroud. He's tied with, believe, Rattler and maybe someone else. Yeah, those are the top three.
I also think that if Oregon can keep winning, Anthony Brown, I think he's got a outsider's chance.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Okay, my
You know, I just looked. I'm sorry, DeSay. I just looked. That Ole Miss quarterback, his odds actually are the best at the moment.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, he jumped Bryce Young.
We'll see when he plays Alabama.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no one wants to play Bama.
Okay, my first pick. I never thought I'd see a day where I picked a favorite Virginia in a game. They're 3.5 against Wake Forest, who's coming off a win against Florida State. Not really impressive, but Virginia's quarterback had 500 yards passing last week and a loss. It's pretty hard to win a game when your defense allows 59 points, but I do think they'll cover at -3.5.
Yeah, that's definitely a good call.
I don't like to I don't like Friday night games. Those things are always a crapshoot. You don't, I mean, you always think you know what's going to happen, and I mean, it's always the opposite. So I try to steer clear of Friday night games the best that I can.
Yeah. Well, so you're going to start on the Saturday slate, I'm assuming?
We'll start with Clemson. They are at 9.5 favorites. I just think that they will come out, win that game very handily, and then finally show why they are the number 19. They have NC State. I mean, NC State is usually a pretty tough opponent, but ultimately, I think Clemson rules this game, even on the road.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, Clemson. It's been tough for him this year, but DJ Uiagalelei, everyone's kind of spitting at his name, so I think he's going to step up. I like that pick, but I'm gonna go with a top 20 matchup this week. It's Jack Cohn's kind of redemption story. He's coming and playing against Wisconsin, Notre Dame's quarterback. He's a transfer, and Wisconsin, I think they are, I might have this wrong, they are 6-point favorites against Notre Dame. They might be 6.
I see 5.5. I think it's right around there.
But Wisconsin's favorites, right?
Correct.
So that, I'm a big firm believer in fishy lines. I'm going to go ahead and go fishing and see if I can't pull a winning fish out. So I don't know why, because Notre Dame's ranked 12th and Wisconsin's a 1-1 ball club and they are 19th. So I think when I see a fishy line, I'm going to jump all over it. And I'm going to take Wisconsin giving those points because I think they're going to go out there and win by a touchdown and shock the world.
And Notre Dame's had it rough lately. They barely beat Florida State and Toledo. So I think that's why.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Wisconsin's at home, correct?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So I think this is a perfect spot for Wisconsin to go 2-1 in this Big Ten to really make a huge statement here.
My next game, I'm going with your boys over at Liberty. I'm real big on Malik Willis. You know that. I drafted him in both my Madden franchises. Last week, he had 6 total touchdowns against Old Dominion, and Syracuse lost to Rutgers, and that's pretty much all I got to say about them. So give me Liberty -6.
Oh, man. Wow, they're only 6-point favorites? That doesn't scare you?
No, not at all.
Okay, I'm in my own head. Ryguy, who you got?
Well, I'm actually going to jump on your Wisconsin bandwagon, but I don't like the 5.5, so that's going to be the start of one of my teasers I have here.
Oh, nice,
I am going to take Wisconsin, but I'm going to tease them to that would be what, +0.5 against Notre Dame. Notre Dame is what? They're 3-0 too, correct?
Yeah, and they're number 12 in the country.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look, they've played Toledo and FSU, who are both, well, you know what? Toledo is going to be a good team in the MAC, but FSU is just not very good. If there's a way to lose a game, Florida State will lose it. But Wisconsin played real tough against Penn State. And, you know, and Penn State obviously just won at home against Auburn. So I think Wisconsin wins this game. It's probably by a field goal. It's going to be a good game. So that's why I'm going to tease it to +0.5. Do you want my other half of the teaser?
Yeah, just that's your one pick, right?
It's going to be my one, yep.
Perfect. Yeah, drop it.
I'm going to take Iowa State on the road against Baylor. Iowa State's -7. We'll tease that down to -1. So essentially, they just have to win that game. Baylor's 3-0, but they also haven't really played anybody of the caliber of Iowa State. And Iowa State played a real tough game against Iowa, so I think Iowa State will definitely win that. And also, there's that Mount Union factor with Matt Campbell at the helm. So you got to roll with that. So the teaser's Wisconsin +0.5. And Iowa State -1.
Yeah, my apologies. I forgot to announce, not only is he our guest picker, this former defensive back from Mount Union, Ryan. So he's been out there. He's a stud on wheels. So forgot to add that. But yeah, so I'm going to go ahead, and my favorite thing to do is find a super high over-under and go ahead and jump all over it. And I found one, and that's the Boise State-Utah State game. Utah State, in their last two games, scored 48 and 49 points, and they're going against a 1-2 Boise State team who's really trying to turn their season around. While they scored 54 against UTEP earlier, they struggled against Oklahoma State last week, and I think both teams are like a shoo-in for a shootout. So I am going to go ahead and take the Boise State Utah State over 71. It's 71. I know it's a ton, but I think this is an absolute shootout, and you would be way too nervous to take the under on this. So I'm gonna jump all over the over.
You already said I hate the line, so I only took the 3. I'm actually going to go off that Iowa State game. I'm going with the -7 though, because Baylor's 3-0 record. Their toughest opponent was Texas State, who just lost to an FCS school. Iowa State bounced back last week after losing to Iowa. They beat UNLV, who they're 0-3, but they've played 3 ranked teams and they've played one of the top FCS teams. So I'm going to go with Iowa State -7 in that game.
Okay. Yeah.
I had that initially, and then I was told I was allowed to tease something. So I chickened out and ended up teasing them down. So I do like Iowa State anyways.
All right. Yeah. Who's your third pick there, right guy?
There's really no rhyme or reason to this one. Sometimes I kind of look at the betting trends and what's the percentage on each team. And this one kind of looked okay to me. I'm going to take LSU -2.5 on the road at Mississippi State. Like I said, I don't have any rhyme or reason. I just feel that's where it's at.
All right. So I'll kind of counteract you and drop my first teaser of the night. So I guess I'm not really counteracting you. When you tease a game, both parties can win. So I'm actually going to take Mississippi State teased up to getting 8.5, which I feel like is a super safe pick because I don't see LSU beating anybody by a touchdown right now. I know they just got their safety back, and I'm pretty sure the running back got hurt during the game last week, but he's back. And I'm going to pair that with some DSA had nothing nice to say about. I'm teasing Florida State up to getting 7.5 against Louisville. I see they were only 1.5-point dogs. I said, wow, Florida State's really bad. Who's only giving them 1.5? So I kind of thought that as a fishy line because I think Florida State might end up winning this game. But if I can tease it up past that key number at 7 and get a touchdown with it, I know it doesn't really mean as much for college football, but I'm going to take Florida State up to 7.5 with Mississippi State 8.5.
All right, fourth one. I don't know why I'm doing it.
I know what you're doing.
You never want to bet for or against them, but it's dumb. But we're gonna go with Ohio State -48.5.
Oh, it went down.
Yeah, well, because Stroud isn't playing, I mean, obviously living here in Akron, we know how bad Akron has been. Mm-hmm. I just don't see Akron scoring. I think it's not good if Akron's able to score against Ohio State. I mean, if they're able to push in kick a field goal or a touchdown late, maybe. I think that total is going to land right in between the 48.5 and whatever it's like at 60 something. Yeah. So I think Ohio State's going to put points on the board with both those quarterbacks. They're going to have to put on a show because I would assume that with the youngin, that freshman coming in, and Stroud already there, these two guys are going to put on a show maybe for the transfer portal. I don't know if they're thinking about that, but that could be a thing, and this could be their chance. And it should be fairly easy to throw the ball down the field against Akron with the studs we have at receiver.
Yeah, but watch out for DJ Irons.
Yeah, well, you got my Heisman sleeper there too. He might put up another 300 if they let him play past halftime.
Yeah, and they don't want to play Master Teague, so why not? Yeah, give him all the carries.
You know, but I made a comment. Ohio State's running back court or group, they're all the same body type. You know, we don't have any of the guys. Yeah, any of the slimmer guys that are going to juke somebody out. I think if Trey Sermon is back this year, he's at the lead for Heisman Trophy winner. But Obviously, we don't have him right now.
I agree. I actually can't disagree more. I think he would have been a front runner the whole entire season. But I'm going to drop some super crazy stuff right now because I got an NLOD right now. You know, this is a once a weekend thing, and I already saw it. Once I saw this line, I'm all over it. I see a team who can go out and win a ball game, and they are getting 20.5 points, and they're playing the team up north. I've been a huge fan of this Graciano's Scarlet Knights team. They are 3-0 right now. They've been playing really well. I love obviously, like I said, I love Graciano and the way this defense has been playing, and they're playing Michigan. Michigan, I feel like, is extremely overvalued at this point, kind of like how I feel about Michigan State, which I'll talk about later. So both these Michigan teams are extremely overvalued right now, just the way they've been playing. And I don't think Rutgers have any reason to be getting 20.5 points. So with my NLOD, I'm going to take the Rutgers against Michigan getting that 20.5 points, because I think they can truly go out there and make an upset and win this game.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I mean, obviously Michigan has rolled in the three games that they've played, but the toughest game was Washington, and it's remained to be seen how good they are. But
and they lost to Montana.
Washington's a pretty good team usually, though.
All right, am I on my last one here?
Yeah, you're on your last pick.
All right, we're gonna go out there, and these are for all your ESPN Plus subscribers if they're looking for a game to get on and stream it, because you're not gonna find this on regular cable here.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with Buffalo minus 13.5 over Old Dominion. Like the line happened to catch my eye, and I know it's on ESPN Plus, and now that I have it on here, I might have to stream this one and see how it comes out.
I was going to take them, but I had bet for them last week to cover, and they covered. So I don't like going back-to-back weeks. That's my only thing. But I have just one more pick and a teaser. I'm going to go through it real quick just for the for the listeners at home. I'm going to go ahead and go with Oklahoma giving 17 points to West Virginia. West Virginia had a big win against Virginia Tech last week, and I think Spencer Rattler is just waiting for a game for him to really come out and just prove himself. So I think Oklahoma gets them by at least 3 touchdowns, maybe even a blowout. But other than that, I have one more teaser. I'm taking Nebraska up to plus 11 playing Michigan State. Like I said earlier, I was thinking that Michigan State was super overvalued at this point, especially because of the wins they've had and they're undefeated. So I think this Nebraska team, Scott Frost, no one really thinks he's going to do anything with Adrian Martinez at the helm. I think Nebraska at least covers that 11-point spread. And I'm going to pair that with North Carolina. They are giving – or I'm teasing it down to – they are only giving 6.5 points, so less than a touchdown to Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech played really well against Clemson last week, and I know – North Carolina is still feeling that first week loss against Virginia Tech. So I think they go out and get them easily by a touchdown. So that will conclude all my picks. Ryan, do you have anything else?
That was it. I finished up with my Buffalo. That last game you just mentioned, that's a total that looks a little fishy if I'm starting to look at it with these two teams.
North Carolina?
No, I'm sorry. The Oklahoma-West Virginia game.
What's it looking like?
That one's at 55.5. I feel like with the way these two teams play, it should be something that's a little bit higher, but I don't know. That's,
yeah. That maybe you want to go under.
Playing.
Think about going under?
No.
That tells me to go under every day of the week.
All right. Well, you can bet your own money on that one.
All right. Here, we'll do a little head to head. We'll see. I'll take the under and you'll take the over, and that'll just be like a mini head to head for you and me.
All right, I like it.
All right, cool. All right, so DC, do you have anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Well, perfect. So I really appreciate you, Ryan, for coming on, going out of your way, doing the research, coming on our show, and spending a little time out of your day. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. We're going to keep track of all your picks, and we're going to make a cool little picture and get everybody on there, and hopefully you go 5-0.
That's the goal.
Yep. you were talking a lot of trash last week that you were, but no, I didn't want to say that. But anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, you had to stick me on this week. I get it. But I'll tell you this, I really haven't – I've only really watched the Buckeyes. I haven't seen a whole lot of other games. So it was pretty tough to look through here. I'm kind of going off of what I remember from last year, to be honest with you.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't hate your picks, so I don't know if that makes you feel any better. Anyway, so if you haven't yet, check us out. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and we have an email. All those are at Luck Changers Podcast. The Twitter is at Luck Changers, and our email is at luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions about a line, a game, a spread, if you want to be a guest sometime, or if you just have a fantasy question, go ahead, shoot us a DM or email. We'd be sure to get back to you and put you on the show. If you haven't heard in the past, we've put plenty and everybody on the show. So thank you guys so much. For your host, Nate, co-host, D-Say, special guest picker Ryan, we are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Peace out.
Peace. I'm out of here.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.